Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is the one-year Bible reading for August 5th. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, through chapter 2, verse 5. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. For Jews request a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised God has chosen. And the things which are not to bring to nothing the things that are. That no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. That as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Psalm 27, verse 7 through verse 14. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, Seek my face, my heart said to you, Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me, nor forsake me. O God of my salvation, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait upon the Lord, and be of courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Proverbs chapter 20, verses 22 and 23. Do not say, I will recompense evil. Wait for the Lord, and he will save you. Diverse weights are an abomination to the Lord, and dishonest scales are not good. And that's the reading for August 6th, and let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence, Lord, we're so mindful that this life is so fleeting. The days that we have to serve you are so few. The hours in the day seem to swiftly pass by. And what we need to do for you, Lord, we need to do quickly. And I pray the most important thing we do, Lord, is to search and seek from your word the things that are meaningful and then begin to live by them. Over and over we have seen in Scripture where those that turn to you have received from you that wonderful answer. And then when they turn away from you, the wrath of God is upon them. Lord, I pray that we might learn that as we leave our confidence in you, you will fight the battles of life for us. Give courage to those who need courage this day. Be with those whose hearts are faint from fear. Let the power and the Spirit of God descend upon us right now. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.